1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
Well, Valentine's Day is, when is it? It's a week from today. Bob Green is joining us from a company called Secret Admire. It's actually a website, right, Bob?
It is a website, Phil, secretadmire.com.
Secretadmire.com is devoted to what?
Well, we like to think, Phil, that secretadmire.com is devoted to the most romantic way of being with a woman, and that is to be her secret admirer, to be her strong and silent and sexy partner, and we want to bring that kind of excitement back to Valentine's Day. So secretadmire.com shows you how to make her yours by being her secret admirer. And
well, I know that Valentine's Day this year is a very special anniversary for you, right?
Yes, it is, Phil.
Tell us about that.
Well, Phil, something wonderful happened to me on Valentine's Day 2001. I fell in love with a young lady who works as an executive assistant for one of our producers. I work over at Four Leaf Clover Productions.
Now, what do you do there?
I'm a messenger. I messenger files and scripts across the lot around to different producers.
All right, and how did you get to know her? How did you break the ice, as you say? Because it's tough for guys to break the ice, but you were her secret admirer. So how do you break the ice as a secret admirer?
Well, Phil, I started out the way you would think. I sent her flowers, always something very sexy. I would send her flowers with a little note. Sometimes it was poignant, something that said, "I feel your loneliness. I feel for you." And I would sign it very simply, very tastefully, "A friend." And I would continue to do that, send her little notes, put a note in a stack of mail or scripts that I would deliver to her office, telling her that I loved her, that I was watching her, and that everything was going to be all right.
So when did the two of you finally meet?
Well, let's not get too far ahead of each other, because I want to build up to this. I want to tell you the story because I think it'll resonate with every man.
All right.
Because this is the story of love, and I love Kristen, and that is her name, with all my heart. And if I ever thought that she didn't love me, I don't know what I would do.
Well, you guys are intimate, right? What does she look like?
Let's just say that I know her very well. I know everything about Kristen. I know that at 8 a.m. she goes to a spinning class, which is very big with women these days, at 8:55. Hold on for a minute, Phil. 8:55, she showers, and I'm a gentleman. I don't want to be descriptive, but she does wear cotton thong panties. At 9:12, she drives along Pico Boulevard. 9:30, she turns into where she works. And then she walks north from the parking lot to her office. Always stops to get a triple soy.
Can I interrupt you for a minute?
Yeah.
Are you reading notes?
I make note. You see that when you love someone, you want to make sure that they are okay, and you protect them.
All right, it sounded to me like you were just reading from notes that you had.
Well, yeah.
Well, so what is, let me be honest with you, all right? What does she look like? Has she got big breasts?
Don't ever say that!
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry, Mr. Rennie. I didn't mean to.
Well, what did I say?
Nothing. Nothing at all. I don't think of her that way, and I would rather that you not talk about her that way. I would just rather that you not talk about her like that. It's not like that.
Well, I'm sorry. I was speaking to you man to man.
No, I know that, but she's not something soiled and dirty, like so much of the world. My Kristen is an angel.
I'm sorry.
She's not soiled and dirty like something from my youth back, and I had some problems as a kid.
All right. Well, what are your conversations like?
Well, that's the best part. We haven't really spoken yet. She knows that I love her.
All right, hold on for a minute. I want to ask you something. What is she like? Have you met her physically?
Well, that's my secret. The secret admirer, we have not met physically, but I feel her loneliness, and I'm building her up so that sexually and spiritually, when we do meet, we'll never part. See, being a part of Secret, and I can tell you, Phil, my Kristen and I will be together as soon as I take care of some things.
Okay, let me ask you this. What things do you need?
Well, there's a man, he believes he's her boyfriend, and I don't like him. He's not very nice. And I've written Kristen a couple of notes telling her I don't approve of this person coming around.
He's not nice?
No. He chased me out of her backyard one night with a baseball bat.
Were you at her house?
I was, yes. Every night I walk by and I check up on her. I walk by and he saw me in the yard.
All right, I'm going to ask you a question here. Are you stalking this woman?
Don't ever say that, okay?
Are you stalking?
There's a big difference, Mr. Hendry, between stalking and being a secret admirer. I'm just teaching young men to be a secret admirer. That's all I am, is a secret admirer. Do you understand? Every woman wants it. And
well, what if every woman doesn't want it? What if a woman is scared? What if she's frightened by this, okay?
Well, I don't know what to tell them because there's nothing to be afraid of. It's a rare thing for a man to love you, and when he wants to literally be around you all the time, what would you be afraid of? I think any woman who says she's afraid of a secret admirer, I think she just had better learn to accept it because there's nothing you can do about it.
All right, well, now what you're saying here is that you are stalking her.
No, I am not stalking her. You see, Mr. Hendry, when I was a boy growing up, my mother wasn't very nice to me. Some people might call it abuse. I don't know. My mother used to... She did this thing when she drank, and my mother drank a lot. She used to tie me to the leg of the kitchen table and give me enemas with ice cubes.
Good God.
But I swore then, and I swear to you now, that I would never be as cold to people as she was to me. And with every ice cube that was inserted, I swore I'd be warm. And I vowed that I would be warm to people and bring them love.
All right, Bob, look, your mother...
Mr. Henry, I don't like my mother very much. I'd like not to talk about her anymore, if that's all right with you.
All right, Bob Green from secretadmirers.com, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You're not stalking.
No, I am not stalking. We are secret admirers.
But you have said that if a woman is frightened by this...
Why would a woman be frightened by love? Why would a woman be frightened by a man's attention?
Well, some women are frightened by that.
Well, if they are, then I think they need to be mature, and I think they need to grow through it, and the secret admirers can help them. I can help them grow through it, but there's nothing they can do about it. They might as well accept the love that is being offered to them, and just there's nothing you can do about it. I would say to a lot...
See, that's the kind of thing that would frighten a lot of women.
No, I would say... If you have a secret admirer, there's nothing to be worried about. We'll stay outside. We'll look through your bedroom window as you undress or do whatever you do for the evening just to make sure you're okay. There's nothing you can do. Just deal with it. Accept it and embrace it because we're here. And we're not going anywhere.
You know, you are a guy who is hell-bent on All right,
We are not stalkers, sir.
All right, you're hell-bent on...
We are hell-bent on loving women. Is there something wrong with that?
This Kristen that you're in love with...
Yes, sir.
Does she even know that you exist?
Oh, yes, she does very much, sir.
And how do you know this?
Because I can feel it. I can sense that she knows us. That she knows that the two of us are together. I love watching the look on my Kristen's face when she gets my flowers with just a handprint on the card. We're guardian angels.
Does she know that you exist?
Yes, she does.
All right, I honestly don't know whether it's stalking or...
It is not, and don't use that word again, please, sir.
Well, it just, if you understand, when you listen to what you be me and listen to you say, there's nothing a woman can do about this...
We're their guardian angels. We love them, okay?
And when I said what I said about her breasts...
Don't ever talk about her breasts! She's not a soiled and filthy thing like maybe some of the women you're used to.
Excuse me, sir. I'm married, okay?
Well...
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. TheSecretAdmirers.com. This guy's been in love for a year with a woman, and they've never met. And he said just as soon as he takes care of a few things, they will meet. One of the things he needs to take care of is, quote, some guy who thinks that he is her boyfriend. All right, he hasn't heard her, and he's sending her flowers with no name, and he apparently keeps notes. He knows where she's walking to work, what time she takes her shower, etc. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I have Bob Green with me. He's with secretadmirers.com. That's plural, right?
That is correct. There is a secretadmirer.com. That's not us.
Secret Admirers is a group of guys who are...
We're romantic, Phil. We believe that the heart of romance is really... gone out of relationships. We think that a woman likes a secret admirer. She likes a man who is watching out for her, and maybe she doesn't necessarily know his name right away, and maybe she doesn't necessarily know what he looks like. But
you consider yourself to be in a relationship with a woman for a solid year, and you've never even met her.
I've met her in my own way, all right?
Have you gone up to her and said, "Hi, I'm Bob. Hi, Kristen."
My Kristen... believe me, understands that I am near. I love her. I love her for a lot of...
Give me the reasons why you love her.
I love her because she spells the same way my mother did before my mother started drinking. I love her because she's a soulmate. I used to love another soulmate, but she died in a car crash when the brakes failed, so this is a new soulmate for me. And it's been a long time. I love her for a lot of reasons. I love her because she's beautiful. I love her because, you know, it's really none of your business why I love her. I just happen to love her.
And it's funny that you react the way you do when I bring up certain things.
Like what?
I'm not going to say. 1-800-449...
No, like what?
I'm not going to say, okay? 1-800-449-8686. Cindy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Well, first I want to thank you so much for bringing to light the sick dysfunctions that exist in our society. These people are out there, and women need to be cautious of them. What this man
is
describing...
Well, you're not referring to me.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Look, love is a two-way thing, not a one-way thing.
This is a two-way thing.
And I have been stalked. And any time that someone...
I don't stalk, and I'd appreciate it if you'd not use that word.
Well, what do you call it when you got chased out of the backyard by her boyfriend?
He isn't her boyfriend. He isn't her boyfriend. He's some man that she let into the house. I don't know why he was there.
Okay, you are invading on someone else's privacy, and they are unwilling to participate in the relationship.
I know she'd love me if only this guy wasn't hanging around her.
And that is the precursor to what makes you dysfunctional. If only is not reality.
Oh, dysfunctional. That's a big word. Are you a psychiatrist or something?
Yeah. No, I'm not, but
so
I am.
You're taking my love for Kristen, and you're dirtying it up.
You know, why don't you find
a
relationship with someone that wants to reciprocate your love?
She does want to reciprocate my love. That's what you two don't get. She does want to reciprocate it.
It just so happens there's this guy in her life right now who chased you out of her yard with a baseball bat.
She's a little confused right now, and that's why he's there.
Look, when someone expresses love in a dysfunctional way, it causes fear.
You know, you're talking an awful lot like the people.
It causes fear.
You're talking an awful lot like the people they made me talk to after my mother died. They made me talk to some people.
You know, you need to be arrested and put away because you're a threat to society.
You are talking a lot like the people that they made me talk to when my mother died.
And you sound a lot like psychotic.
Listen to
you. Need to be put behind bars.
Now you sound like my mother when she drank. You stumble around with your words. There's no clarity. There's no form of thought or form of purpose.
And you know what? I think any psychologist would define you as a classic manipulator.
A psychologist. What do they know? Just a bunch of book-learned people with their glasses and their big words. They don't know love. They don't understand love.
No, they understand reality. They understand reality, which is what you don't understand. You are existing in your own fictitious world.
Be honest with me. How many ice cubes did you get pushed up your rear end as a kid?
I had plenty of abuse in my family.
Did you have ice cubes shoved up your ass? Because I did.
All right. We don't have to keep getting into that, all right?
And there's a lot of people that suffer abuse and dysfunction. When you give a love that is not received, that does not make it healthy. It doesn't make it right. And if your love is unwanted by someone else, you then begin to violate their rights and their privacy.
I know she'll love me as soon as she sees the new thing I'm going to do. It's really going to be special.
What new thing?
I don't want to say.
Bob, please tell us, okay? Please tell us what new thing, because we're afraid that you're going to hurt somebody.
I'm not going to hurt anyone. I'm not going to hurt anyone except Norman. And Norman knows that it's been coming for a long, long
time. Who's Norman?
Norman is the boyfriend that she thinks she has.
You're going to hurt him, aren't you?
But she'll like the way I hurt him.
Well, I certainly hope that there are...
Oh, my God.
Police.
No, really.
Legal people listening to this
conversation. Let me ask you something. Do you think, how much more love could I show for a woman than what I did last night? I took a hunting knife, and I carved her name into my chest. And I can tell you, it hurt. It hurt.
Now, have you ever heard the saying, if you love something, let it go, and if it loves you back, it'll come back to you?
That's a lot of bad talk.
Why don't you let her go?
I do let her go.
And if she loves you, she'll come to you. Why don't you buy that philosophy?
Hey, I carved her name into my chest.
Who
cares? And I don't spell too good either. So it took a few times.
Yeah, that's great. Can you hold on, Bob? Because we're going to put you on the line with some people that can talk to you about some things.
Oh, I see. Like a psychiatrist?
Maybe.
I think they're all a bunch of...
I'm uncomfortable with this conversation. I carved her name into my chest, and I don't spell too good.